All right, it is late October. It's the weekend of the El Día de Muerte, debauchery, the fiesta of the dead. You might know it as Halloween. I don't call it that because I am a devout Catholic, for shame. Anyway, and reporting on today's weather, single folks be frontin'. I'm telling you, watch out for Cupid's arrow because guess what? It's open season and you're walking around wounded. And that bald little butt fuck knows that this is the best opportunity to get you all in his crosshairs and take you out. The holidays are around the corner, and guess what? It's cold, rainy, and that is great cuddlefuck weather. If you've got somebody, great, hold on to them. If you don't, then you're going to let your guard down. Not to mention the fact that it's getting closer and closer to Valentine's Day, and with all that winter clothing on, you know what? You probably don't look as fat as you actually are. And if I were like a nature guy, I would say that there's some mutual hibernation going on there. I mean, really? I mean, the same significant other that probably would have passed you up in that Speedo is thinking, man, he's a handsome devil underneath that blanket listening to U2 and pouring me a glass of wine while we watch Love Actually with the subtitles on because. I mean, sometimes I just can't understand their British accent. Sometimes I just don't hear every word. Anyway, that's what I'm talking about. This is a great time of year for guys like me. But that isn't to say that I completely neglect my physique. I mean, I like to keep it nice and tight. And when I say nice and tight, I mean I'm pretty overweight. But I'm comfortable with it. I appreciate losing weight. I do it a lot. I heard it's not good for your heart, but it's great for my ego. I mean, people are like, "Wow, man, you lost some weight," or "Wow, man, you gained some weight." It's like getting a haircut, like a drastic haircut. I really like the attention, and you know, I've always emulated Oprah, and right now my current Oprah weight is a little bit heavier than it should be. But that doesn't mean I'm going to join a gym. I can't do that. I'd like to say it's because I feel like a hamster on a wheel in there. Like, no way, man. I can't just like run around back and forth with all the other cogs in the wheel. You guys are sheep, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, listen to your doctor. I don't know. But to be honest with you, the real reason is I sweat way too much and I still wear the same shirt that I got for donating blood in a failed attempt to impress a girl. And apparently, if you wear two pairs of boxers, the outer pair does not qualify as shorts, which I think is technically bullshit, but lucky for me, there is no dress code at Forest Park, which is where I like to get exercise. I just like to walk the whole thing. I just walk and listen to Lady Gaga, because if it's not Gaga, it's crap. But I do pick up the pace, I'm not gonna lie. I pick up the pace when I see a pretty girl coming in my direction, but it's not because I'm trying to mislead her into thinking that I enjoy running. It is because I have learned the art of giving out my phone number with a subtle hybrid of a loud jog coupled with Morse code. I mean, I'll tap dance that phone number out to them if I have to. And if they're not, you know, sharp enough to pick up the signal that I'm putting out there, forget them. I mean, am I the only high-functioning autistic dude out there trying to get some exercise? That's bullshit. Anyway, it's a work in progress. But while I'm on the subject, I've always wondered about this runner's high that people are talking about. I mean, when I run a lot, all I get is dizzy and almost vomit. And I mean, yeah, it's kind of like some highs I've had, but it's not like I've looked out for people. I can see some people have like orgasms while they're out there running. And I gotta tell you, I don't think I'm completely comfortable with that. I mean, if you're gonna be out there like getting off, you shouldn't you be like that old creepy dude on the bench that like cut a hole in a map and is asking some girl to point out Florida? I mean, I don't get why it's okay to just go out there and be like, "Oh yeah. Yeah." Okay, to be honest with you, I'm just jealous. I'm always looking for the guys that are doing it too. Not so much the girls because you know they're faking it. You know they're just faking it. But I do much prefer being outside at the park than the gym. It's not because I'm antisocial. It's because I don't believe the guys, the regular gym goers that are like, we do not judge people that are overweight that go in there. We like that they're going to better themselves. We think it's great. They're heroes for wanting to better themselves. We do not laugh at them behind their backs. I don't believe them. I think that's a bunch of bullshit. And if it's not a bunch of bullshit, then to be honest with you, don't go to a porno movie unless you're a pervert. Don't go to the gym unless you look good, because I am so sick of going to pick up my daily binge of Chinese food right next door, only to stand outside and smoke my cigarette in a very creepy manner to look inside, expecting to see some potential, but instead I'm seeing like the first audition for American Idol when you should be auditioning for The Biggest Loser. And I mean that in the nicest way possible, because really, we're both chasing that same dream. I'm just doing it in a smarter, more economic way. Because that's the real reason those avid gym goers encourage the obese and the unhealthy to get in there and prove themselves. Because they know you're going to smack down that membership fee and you're not coming back, which makes their gym a lot better for them. And if you lack motivation, I suggest that, I mean, get the cops behind you. I mean, not like in a supportive way, but actually run from the police. Do something like a petty crime, I don't know, angel dust or something like that, and get going. I mean, run. Jump fences. I mean, that is a great workout. And if that doesn't work, they have a gym in jail, and you definitely are going to be motivated to buff up there. I mean, I can't believe I'm the only one who thinks of these ideas. It's just so obvious, but the truth is, it's on you. You're the one who got yourself a little bit bigger than you'd like to be. So you're the one who's going to have to run like shit to get out of there. Or you could just eat like crap and become extremely proficient in a musical instrument, preferably the guitar. In many cases, music trumps muscles. And I know sometimes it's a gamble to just play some obscure love song and hope to God that she doesn't realize that you didn't write it, but it works a lot. Especially if you're traveling Asia. I remember I used to play Brown Eyed Girl for like every Asian girl I came across. And they'd be like, oh, I have brown eye. When do you write that song? I'm like, I just wrote it for you just now, baby. And if you're really a stickler for the truth, then all you have to do is just change one word and it becomes your song. Instead of saying you, my brown eyed girl, I think it's more grammatically correct to say you are my brown eyed girl. I'm not sure. But it sure beats the hell out of going to the gym. And I tell you what, people change when they lose weight or get buff, and especially when they used to be really, like, you know, fat and out of shape. When they go the other way, like hardcore, I mean, they're like, I feel great, I'm confident, da da da. No, like most of the time, they're just a dick now. It's like the reformed smokers. The only people who really give a shit if you're smoking near them are the people who used to smoke. It's grotesque to them. People who never smoked think it kind of, you know, adds a little flavor to the day. It's kind of nice. They feel like they're an extra in Pulp Fiction. It's neat, you know? Carpe diem. Throw caution to the wind. Breathe that second hand in. Because let's face it, sometimes just forgetting to change out the batteries in your carbon monoxide detector isn't dangerous enough, and now you're really living. You know you're living. Okay, I'm trailing. The point is this. Every group of girls has the funny fat chick. And she's funny, and she's fat. And I don't mean like Rosie O'Donnell funny fat. I mean, but actually kind of like that. I mean, I never really liked Rosie O'Donnell until Donald Trump hated her. Now I think she's great. But that's not my point. What are we going to do without the funny fat chick in the group telling the cute girls, like, I don't know about that guy. I just don't know about him. I mean, we need that. We need that balance. We need the Oprah. We need people to make up for that insecurity with humor and disgust for good-looking people. I mean, the alternative sounds kind of Nazi, if you ask me. So I say feel uncomfortable with how you look and who you are, because in the long run, you're doing society a favor. The world needs girls like you that cried to that love song, I didn't know your hot friend knew, and tried to call my own, because I don't want to go to the gym either, and Darwin finds a way. So if you're like everybody else who's funny and has a great personality, because let's face it, you're not that fun to look at, then keep it up. Be yourself. We need that. You're going to turn into a dick if you start looking better. And this is pretty much why God created booze. So you could be yourself and stay home on the weekends with nothing to keep you company, but some feelings to shovel down your esophagus while crying over a bottle of wine during a nice little rom-com from the late 80s that may or may not feature a great Dr. John song that I tweaked a little bit just to impress your really hot friend that you absolutely have to ruin for us. Because let's face it, the alternative is something that only Hitler would approve. And I guarantee you that dickhead has a gym membership.